I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and the IU Opera Theater is presenting Giuseppe Verdi's Falstaff with stage direction by our guest, Robin Guarino. She has a long association with the Metropolitan Opera, a variety of projects, plenty of contemporary works, solid core of the classics, and even some early opera as well. She's currently on the faculty at Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, where, in fact, she's actually staged Falstaff. Falstaff, good old Fat Jack, up to his usual scamming and conniving. But this time he meets his match in The Merry Wives. Robin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm getting to know him better and better as I get older. And in fact, I empathize with him more, and he gives me great humor at my age. We were just talking about that yesterday in rehearsal, because we have two Falstaffs, a younger member of the ensemble, I think he's 24, and then a returning alum who's been out there in the world singing and performing is coming back to join the group. And he brought back a lot of experience from the field and also a different take on Falstaff, the wisdom and the sort of full spectrum of emotion and what it's like to get older.
Now, Jack does meet a couple of ladies. They get to have a good deal of fun with him. Now, let me get this straight. Falstaff sends off two letters making proposals, and he proposes to
Meg. And he proposes to Alice. And not only they are identical, except for the name of the woman. So they are identical in every way. And of course, since they are best friends, they share that almost immediately. And they are shocked to see that he has sent the same letter to both of them.
And at the same time, they're identical letters, but quite different responses and quite different women.
Well, the women, yes, I think they are. I think that Meg is flatly just thinks it's funny and thinks he's a monster and a beast. But Alice, it just strikes a deeper chord. And I think she thinks he's a monster and a beast. But there is a what if. And how wonderful. Wouldn't it have been nice if this were a real suitor? Not because it was a potential love interest, but because she's lost that feeling. And so that's where it all goes on. And they all decide, the women all band together and decide to seek vengeance. And I think, you know, that's the beauty of Falstaff, is that everybody's having their daily quotidien and going about their day. And it's all pretty much the same. And he brings life and difference and drama and, you know, magic and entertainment. It definitely is a change of pace.
Falstaff the magician.
That's right.
Fat Jack, the IU Opera Theater's production of Verdi's Falstaff, conducted by Konstantin Kitsopoulos, stage direction by our guest Robin Guarino. It opens on April 5th, plays the 5th and 6th, and the 13th and 14th in the Musical Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.